Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chat of the Wild. In this season, we're playing through Tears of the Kingdom for the Nintendo Switch. In our last episode, we finished a temple. We got some new powers. We did some more exploring. Got easier access to some new places. Also got a new ability to freely bring up creations that we have built, which is huge.
Hooray.
BC, you hadn't got it in our last episode. Did you go get this now?
I still have not.
Okay, you have to do it. This is your homework. You have to go do this. Trust me, it completely changes the game again.
What's your favorite creation? I will tell you my new favorite creation that I have saved as my number one favorite.
How about we don't go too in-depth with it, but sort of like stoke the imagination by saying like what your thing does.
So my favorite thing, my favorite creation is three apples glued together.
Ah.
And I use it to harvest apples off trees very quickly.
Three. I went with like 10 plus a golden apple, just in case.
Yeah, I just did the three because the minimum amount I've seen on a tree, on like a small tree, is three. So I can use it on the same tree a couple times, or like I don't have to deal with a bunch of non-apples in my apple pile.
I have accidentally spent Zonite to create false apples. But you don't get them. It just makes fake apples. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Well, so that's maybe that's a point in your favor of having fewer apples.
The fool's apple, if you will.
Yeah, fool's apple.
Yeah, because I haven't been getting that wild with it. I did make a, I think on the last episode, talked about the big stationary thing that will stay in midair.
Yes,
you can move it around. And then I actually made one of those and spent like 112 Zonite. So it was like, here you go. Big giant platform. I'm like, no, I didn't need that.
Have you made something you really like right now, Brian?
I mean, it's still the air bike.
The air bike. I've tweaked my air bike because I did see a thing where mine was just the two flat things. I saw a variation of it that gives you a little bit more control on whether you're going forward or vertical.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
That's cool.
Nice. Still the same ingredients. It's just literally the angle that you attach them on. So that's it's wild. My favorite is a floating cannon that I can use to clear out mines.
Okay.
It's if you're in a tight space though, the problem is that whenever it's before it started, it defaults to either like pointing up or down, and then you have to start it. It's going to start exploding. So you have to get in close in between explosions to do the ultra hand to grab it and aim it where you want to. But then you can just let it aim at a hallway full of rocks and it's just like, boom, boom, boom. And it's just clearing them out. And I'm like, this is amazing. And it's two pieces. It's only two pieces and only costs like six Zonite.
That is great.
Very simple, but I love it.
I did figure out that with ultra hand there, if you hit ZL, it will return it to a like a set position. So like if you grab something and it's like diagonal or in a weird way or whatever, hit ZL and it will like revert to start position. That makes it a little bit easier to mess with sometimes.
Important.
I mean, BC, you haven't made anything, but like, do you have any contraptions? You've had fun, like when you haven't saved anything. Let's say that you haven't saved anything, but you've obviously built things.
I just want to say that I've definitely made things, and just because I can't save them doesn't mean that I'm any less than the Zonai elite over here.
Yeah, it does. it kind of does though.
Okay, fair.
I'm still a hero.
I have a full wheel.
Like I said, wings, definitely a favorite. I haven't used the time bombs, but I'm wondering if you can just strap a bunch of time bombs to something and then drop it. Like
just push it.
You can. It learning the timing is the problem. Like I've been attaching them to rockets, but then trying to aim the rockets is a little difficult. Where I want to be like, okay, I want to aim it just at this like moblin camp off in the distance. Every once in a while, I'll hit, but then I'll tap the thing, and then the rocket sort of hits a little bump and flies off in a different direction. And I was just like, all right, whatever.
Rockets are good for that. I'll probably just make dumb stuff, like attaching rockets in a way that something will spin around in place or like wildly through the sky. That's what I'm excited for, to just be able to do that on command.
I have made one discovery, which is great. If you save a design that has a Korok attached to it and hope to build that design again to transport another Korok, because it'll grab the backpack and put him on there, which is good. If there is no Korok around, you just get a green backpack.
Nice.
You don't get some soulless Korok?
No, like soulless husk. Korok, just backpack. Only backpack.
Okay, interesting.
Does the backpack speak to you in dark whispers?
I wish it did. They're so cute.
It's the backpack with you now.
I want to see my friend. Take me
I
to my friend.
I'll drop a rock on the head of that
one. Yeah, I'll crucify that any day. That one's fine. I did. So there was one shrine that I dealt with. I'm wondering if anyone else did this one. Brian, maybe you talked about this one before. It was about getting an orb across this water, and the current was going against you. And they gave you a bunch of, like, they gave you some rafts and some wheels. I ended up... I just did this one for the first time and ended up creating... I, like, put them on the side, and I put, like, the big wood planks on the side of the wheels to make these, like, rudders. But they were just so big, and it was just, like, going back and forth, just, like, rocking back and forth the whole time. And I was like, it's moving slowly. This is fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just bouncing around the whole time. And it's like, it's a good thing everything's glued on right now.
I hated that one. I hated it so much. I ended up, like, throwing the thing out, letting it come in, and then... using recall on it to move it the mm-hmm. other direction. Just like, I can't stand this.
Yeah. I vaguely remember you all talking about that one. And I think I finally,
I ended up using recall.
It was the worst.
So the first thing that I did was I made sort of the rudder things in the front of it. And it was literally moving like an inch every 10 seconds. And I was like, I'm moving forward.
This is fine. This is progress.
The time to wait.
America.
But yeah, I'm looking around and I'm just like, okay, come on. There's still so much more of this game. Like, I can't add an hour just because this one shrine is going a little slower. We have to innovate. And so I grabbed some of the bigger wooden pieces. Well, and actually, that was the successful one was my third try. My first try, I did it on a wood thing. I hit it, and then I destroyed the wood thing under me. And it just broke. And I was just like, this game. I don't ever want to use those weak planks to stand on ever again now.
Or then you shake the wrong thing, and it all falls apart. Yes. Like, no!
One thing I did figure out is, and you all probably already knew this, the gachapons actually tell you what you can get from each of them.
If you look on the map, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and before I was like, okay, I just have to go to different ones until I figure it out, but they actually tell you on the map.
Okay.
And also, has anyone followed up with the Rito Bridge quest?
I never went back, but I've seen him at different places.
The Rito Bridge. To rebuild the bridge, I assume?
Yeah, so you can rebuild the Rito Bridge, but you have to find another person from the, Hudson Construction Company. Yeah.
They're not going to compare to Addison. I mean, we all know that already, right? Whoever they are.
Well, they're all named Sun, which is how I figured that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next person you meet is Carson, and so you have to help him build a stable, finish the stable in Lookout Landing.
Yes.
And then you can send him back.
Oh. Okay, I did that part. All right, cool. I'll go follow up with that.
I also did that part.
I haven't gone back to look at the bridge or see if he's built it, but I know it's there.
Right.
Right. So.
Yeah.
So listeners, here's the thing. We said in our Discord We wanted to put out a vote on which way we were going to go. And the vote ended up leading us to Gerudo. We decided we want to take a little bit of a detour before we make our way to Gerudo because this game has been out long enough. I don't know about you guys. I know some things in this game, and I really want them. And I really want these things now. And I want to do these things, and I want to talk about these things. And it doesn't involve the temples. I'm excited for the temples. I cannot wait to get a new power. I still don't know what any of the powers are. Yeah. But I do know some things that are happening in some of the other towns.
I know nothing about nothing.
Okay, I envy you because there's some cool stuff coming up. And if we had seen it on our own, I'm still gonna be happy when we're finally doing it because I'm very excited to get into the mechanics of those. But I did have I had the surprise spoiled for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, we are gonna do one more detour before we head over to Gerudo. And just to tell you, getting to Gerudo is gonna be at least an episode on its own of getting to the desert before we actually partake in the temple. So just play along with us. There's so much in this game. I was thinking, you know, newer listeners that are here, and we're like, we're gonna take a month before we get to the next temple, and it's like, that's yeah. Shadow of the Wild, baby.
That's just how it goes sometimes.
So we have decided that we're gonna go to Kakariko. That unlocks a new region for us as well, including some new Skylands that I very much enjoyed, including another thing that was in one of the trailers that I was like, oh, cool, we're doing this thing here. Awesome. So I'm the only one that went. Okay.
No, I went to some, I hit all the Skylands, I thought.
I didn't hit all the Skylands. I couldn't reach one of them. It was too high.
This is the one I'm talking about. So, Brian, you did the one with the lasers?
I did the laser.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't done the lasers. I couldn't get up to the... I saw the tower, like, in the sky, and I was like, that's a thing that I'm going to have to do, but I haven't gone there.
It's cool.
I had to attach two giant big batteries to a thing. I had to find big batteries, not just regular batteries or big batteries. I had to get two of those up there. I have a lot of batteries, too, in my current build. I have... how many do I have right now? Where does it show that? It does not show that. Oh, I have five full battery containers right now.
Mm-hmm.
So including my Zonite helmet, which decreases the Zonite spend on the batteries as well. That got me into that area. So that's what it took for me to get up there.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of a different place because I was thinking of the shrine that had the lasers, Resident Evil style, like you mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did that one, too.
I did do that shrine.
That was, I told you, so Resident Evil movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, Brian, you did this one too, the Skylands with the, yes. the vents on it.
Yes. I thought there wasn't really much going on there unless I'm missing something. I mean, I grabbed a bunch of, there was just Zonite weapons everywhere.
So it called it, it says it's a forge. But it's not a usable thing like the mines, like the one area in the depths where you have constructs there that'll talk to you.
Which I didn't mention in the depths. Once you finish that and you get that auto build, there's another merchant down there and he has a lot more.
Okay. Duly noted.
You need to go get this done, BC. I'm telling you. But no, this was one. It was funny when I got to this thing. I spent a half hour exploring this island before I realized there was a Zonite switch in the front that you needed to hit to actually like start the island because it turns on the vents.
The Ouroboros switch.
Yes.
Oh.
So I was
that's good to know.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm gonna explore everything in here, and I even like built contraptions to try to get me up really high on there. And I was like, man, I'm figuring this out. And this is great. And then I get to the top, and I'm just like, there's a Korok. there's got to be something else in here, right? And then
the best thing is when you're like, I did all this work, and then it's like, a Korok. That's it? No, I messed up somewhere.
There's got to be something else.
I think the worst is when I get to the top of something really high, and there's no Korok, is when I'm disappointed. Like, this was truly a pointless endeavor.
So there's that one, and then there's a couple other groups of islands up there. that, you know, there's kind of a standard formula that we've been seeing, right? Where it has the little launcher that you could rotate in the center and then mm-hmm. some broken things mm-hmm. around and a gachapon machine.
And a shrine without a...
Shrine.
The building? A pile of sand in a particular yes. shape, I guess.
Which you can set as a, you know, you can unlock it as a thing to warp to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
I had been in Wi-Fi mode, so I hadn't updated the game in forever. So I finally updated the game and reloaded on this island, and I looked over and there was no... There was no shrine in the shrine, and I thought the game was bugged out. I was like, okay, this is a bad patch. It's game over.
Since you did the forge, you did the shrine in there that was the proving ground. So you've yes. since done proving grounds, and that's a low yes. gravity proving ground. That was my favorite one so far.
Oh,
because it's so dynamic in the action that you're doing too.
It's they take everything away from you and give you some wooden weapons and go for it, man.
Did you even notice at first when you get into one of those, though? Because you're naked when you get right?
Oh, yeah. It still said, like, we're taking this
yeah,
away.
Yeah, we're going to take that bandana. Sorry.
Here are some fine assortments of wooded materials to use.
Have either of you done the proving grounds?
I haven't done that proving ground. I've done other proving grounds.
I haven't found any.
Ah, you're not doing enough, BC. You're not giving it your all, man.
We really need to take that sidetrack to Hateno then so that we can
get the
BC
radar.
Can get the tracker, yeah.
I mean, I would argue you haven't been spending enough time in the depths either then. Because the depths will tell you where all the shrines are. I mean, that's still, time. To be fair, okay, it takes time to do all of that. And I'm just make more time, BZ.
It won't tell you all of them. There's not a one-to-one of light routes to shrines. It's not a one-to-one.
Yeah, I don't think, maybe the ones in
the sky.
The sky,
for sure,
like
no.
That.
I feel like, I mean, so far, unless there are a bunch more hidden in between that I'm just not seeing, I mean, everything that I've done has been one-to-one. Every shrine that I have found on the ground mm-hmm. has a light root under it.
Not all of them.
Okay.
I mean, there's at least one in Hebra that doesn't have a light root underneath it. It has something else underneath it, but it's not a light root.
Yeah.
And I only know that because it lit up an area that I was like, I lit up the area and then I went above ground and I went, hey, wait a minute. That's
okay.
not right.
You're
That's
gonna
too much
you're gonna
space.
Need to send me a screenshot, okay? Because I need to know this. I have almost every single area of the depths covered in Hebra. Mm-hmm. Like I have been to, as far as I can tell, everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
In that section. So BC, what are you laughing about? Taking this game seriously, man.
I finally cleared out a Yiga camp, but there were only like two guys.
They're pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're so pathetic. Especially, I walk in every single time, put a Kisai on my arrow, lob it in whatever direction, and it's like, da-da-da-da-da, and you unlock the door. And I was like, cool. Anyway, like, I don't have to look at anything.
Maybe they should have enclosed their tanks or something. I don't know.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys were flying around, and eventually I picked them both off and got a schematic out of it.
Yeah, they each have their own. Every camp has a schematic plus a clump of refined zonite. So those are very good to have. The Yiga are more of a threat on their feet than they are with any of these contraptions. There's so many times that they will be like, they'll be flying around and they'll see me. They're like, hey, and then they start slowly coming at me and they're like, I'm going to get you. And then I lob one arrow at them and they're dead. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I love them. They're fools.
I
like my criminals stupid.
it makes things a lot easier. Any other shrines or things to talk about in the land before we get into Kakariko?
The only thing I have to say is that I finally saw the hands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had to seek them out. Brian told me where he first saw them, or the second place he saw them. And I didn't kill them. I tried. They just disappeared. So,
they dropped some, like, gloom clumps.
Yeah, dark clumps or whatever.
And kind of peaced out, because, yeah, I went and fought the two. There's two spots where I know I can actually fight them. The third spot, I don't know how to get in there. But, I tried fighting both of them, and they both just kind of disappeared on me after a while.
See, you say after a while. I what I would challenge you to do is to get your strongest. Here's what I would say: get your strongest bow,
mm-hmm.
bomb arrow,
Lionel bow.
Well, that does three. That's a times three though. Mm-hmm.
So I was doing like three headshots on one of them. So yeah, I guess do more mass damage.
Yes, I think get a bow that just has its own base strong damage. Get them in a spot that they're not gonna. Get up high, like in a corner somewhere where they're like trying to reach you or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, I think that if you do it fast enough, like you were saying, after a while, my experience with them to get them to go to the next phase, it's not a short mm-hmm. battle. It's usually a fairly quick battle where I've got like four shots on them with a bomb arrow and then they're gone on to phase two.
Okay.
So I don't want to. We'll do it next episode. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Because I want you to see it yourself.
Okay. I'll bomb arrow the crap out.
You can also use Dazzle Fruit to stun them temporarily if you need help lighting up your shot.
You can also freeze them if you want.
And get some bonus damage afterwards on them. Yeah.
Just get in there with a two-handed weapon and spin for a while.
The one thing I'm trying to remember is there's somewhere they reference these in one of the documents we could have come across.
With the Yiga, or do you know, like,
I don't remember where. I know I read it recently, but there's a document somewhere where they talk about like moving patches of gloom, and I realized as soon as I saw the hands, that's what the document was talking about.
Sure. Because we had in Breath of the Wild, there were like these patches of, we didn't call it gloom then. We just called it like, what do we call it?
It was malice.
Malice.
Yeah.
And you had those eyeballs in them that you could hit and it would make a bunch of it go away. And this is more of an evolved version of that that's been able to move on its own now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tegan and I definitely want to talk about it. I cannot wait for you guys to actually see the phase two of it, because you're going to. Again, I still don't believe we're supposed to be seeing this yet. I don't believe the game is just like, you're not going to be strong enough to do this, to see this yet.
I hope someone has my reaction, which was I just, and then I put my controller down and I thought about life. I was like, do I really want to be here?
Did I make the right choices?
Have I been making good choices? What about my life has led me to this particular moment? How do I change that?
It's similar to jumping down in the depths the first time, right? Where you're like, all right, we're going to go in the hole. Let's see what happens. And then you're like, oh, no, I'm not ready for this at all. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we get back, we are going to go into Kakariko, see what's going on, check on some friends. We are back. Let's go into Kakariko. I don't know about y'all. I get in there. That music kicks in. It just feels nice again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which entrance did you come in? Did you come in through like the back of town or the front of town? Like the normal entrance?
The above of town.
The above of town. Okay.
After much trial and tribulation, I managed to unlock the Skyview Tower and actually just parachute into the city.
Amazing.
Yeah, I came in through wherever the shrine was. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
I rode in through that, like, back path on Epona.
It's like, beautiful. Huzzah,
I'm here now.
It is beautiful the way they laid that out, too. Like, they intentionally wanted you, because the first Breath of the Wild wanted to guide you up the roads through there, because I believe you met Hestu on the way that there, too.
Yeah.
So they really wanted you to go through that path. And also, you know, you had to deal with, you didn't have enough stamina, dealing with the rain, all that stuff. You didn't know all the tricks on how to make, you know, air vents that shoot you straight up in the air at that time. But yeah, it was a nice opening going into this town and just seeing like this version of Kakariko.
Mm-hmm. And I got my new favorite ingredient, Sticky Frog.
Sticky Frog. Okay.
Sticky Frog. Yay! I got like 8 of them just like on my way in. I was like, okay, Epona, let's go a little bit and then stop. Let me get the Sticky Frog. And then I get back on the horse and I go like two steps. I'm like, stop. Sticky Frog.
I got those on the way out of town with my horse.
Mm-hmm. So we're in.
I guess I did ride into town on my horse the first time, but when I really went here, I dove in towards the shrine.
That makes sense.
Now this one, it's a little more. They really don't want you to be diving in because there's a restricted area, and if you get near it just immediately is just like, hey, get down. And like
it warps you back to the principal's office on the ground.
Yeah, they stop like, hey. In midair, and it's like, get your grimy little feet away from that thing.
Like, I just got too close to the velvet rope. I'm sorry, sir.
I was wondering how they handled that. They also don't let you use Tullin in some places in here, or at least he wouldn't come out for me.
No, there's certain towns that I've noticed this that he does go away and he doesn't show up because there's been also and there's just some other overlap there. It's not just like those towns. I've been into some areas. I'm just like, where is he?
It seems like it's specifically around gatherings of people. He disappears around stables. He disappears in towns. He disappears near forts. And he disappears near large groups of people. Or if you enter conversation with like a wandering traveler.
Yeah.
Like, no one is supposed to know I'm here. So he like goes ghost and like vanishes.
My favorite thing is when you teleport and a pedestrian is walking next to you and they're just looking at you and it just sits like, there.
Because
I wonder if they see you turn into little threads or because since time is frozen, you are just like this blue little blip that's just like, and you're just gone to them. I wonder how that works.
I had a thing. I want to complain about the lag in this game specifically.
Oh, this got bad.
Around items. So when you're trying to pick stuff up off the ground, like if I see a pond and there's fish in it, I don't go fishing. I just glide over the pond and drop in on them and grab them all. That is not a thing that you can reliably do in this game because it sometimes takes a second for the game to recognize what you're standing next to, and by that point the fish are gone. But I found like a super gnarled club. Like the first time I'd seen one that was like a dark wooden club. I think like blue or something. But yeah, and I was like, ooh, good. But it said the name of it. It took it a second for me to actually grab it. And by the time it was ready for me to have it, Tullin was nearby and had gusted it away. Cause I
yeah, that's happened to me a couple times.
Yeah. And so all the stuff that was in the pile just gone. So yeah, I don't like this lag. I'm really upset about the grabbing of things.
Okay, so I have a new fishing technique for you.
Yeah, it's the apple technique.
Appreciate. It's similar to the apple technique, yeah. So you get yourself one of those electric lemons, and you just lob it into the water. Hey. Yeah, and then all the fish just... And then they just float to the top, and they don't move anymore.
Fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
We I know all do it differently. On Clorox, but I fish with electricity.
That's a good call. Because I usually hunt with electricity, especially in the cold regions where you have to get there before the meat freezes. And so I would use shock arrows back in the day in Breath of the Wild to give me a little bit more time to get towards the animal before it fell over and, you know, unleashed its meat.
Oh no, I don't like that phrase at all.
Oh man,
bringing Flesh Daddy back.
Oh no. When we get into the town here though, I guess we'll talk about some of the side stuff before we get into like what's actually going on in this town right now. You go to the shop. you'll see a set of the classic Sheikah stealth gear. Yeah. There, and it's like 5,000 rupees each.
No.
If you go and there's another
I found the quest before I found the shop.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I had a lot of good memories of that shop
mm-hmm.
because that was just like my favorite outfit.
And yeah.
I was like, I could tell you exactly how to get to that shop.
Mm-hmm. I went back there a few times because I bought each piece separately in Breath of the Wild.
Right. Yeah, I could. Yeah, that I think that was part of it too. Is I was like, I'm gonna get this one. I'm gonna put the rest on layaway. I will be back.
That was my strongest outfit for a long time.
The other outfit that's available in the shop now is the Radiant.
Yeah, yeah.
Set, which is like the luchador outfit.
Dia de los Muertos.
That you could only get in the Gerudo secret. Town in the last
in the game. Secret shop. It's secret. Don't tell anybody. You gotta spy on them.
I know the password.
That one took me forever too. I know this is a different game, but I was like, I didn't realize I had to listen through the wall. I was just like, when are they gonna start telling me? But yeah,
The worst part is they only tell you the password once. Yeah. So if they give you the password and then you forget what the password is, they do not give it to you again. You can mess that password up 100 times. They will never give you the password again.
But I dropped, I think I had 6 diamond shards here in this game. And sold all of them and still needed more money. But yeah, I dropped everything to buy all of these pieces of gear.
So you bought them at the...
Afterwards.
Yes. Okay. Apparently, if you do put in the work or trade in everything you have and spend their high price after you finish their quest, they'll give you all your extra money back.
Well, because you do help their family, so
yeah, you help Graham.
And Nat Porridge is new in this game, so yeah.
So we can go and talk to the grandma's daughter, granddaughter, whoever it is that is outside of their house, talking about how worried they are with everything because it's their sister that I believe is running the shop right now. Mm-hmm.
She has dreams.
Yes. The only thing that grandma can keep down is porridge right now. And so they were like, yeah, you can make porridge. Here's the ingredients for it. But then they said wild greens, which threw me off because I was like, I don't think I've come across wild greens.
Mm.
It turns out that you can use the Hylian grass or, I think there's
Hylian herb
thing that you can use. The Hylian herb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the point is to use the Sundalions. Mm-hmm.
Or something that cures gloom. But yeah, I use Sundalions.
Yeah.
But it's a new base for recipes. Yeah, now, right? Where you can do that plus whatever your attribute
porridge
is
new. Mm-hmm. There was no porridge before. But yeah.
It looks tasty.
I just sort of like walked into this lady's house and she's just like, not feeling so good. I was like, oh, what's going on here?
You need some soup, grandma.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
You need soup, comma, grandma.
Grandma's soup.
So yeah, we can do that and then the prices go back down.
She was foraging for stuff to sell or something like that, got too close to the old great fairy spot that got obliterated into a chasm and got sick from the gloom around the chasm. So I was like, I know how to cure this.
Some other things that you can do in here. So the big thing is like the research that's going on because a giant structure has crashed into Kakariko.
5 of them even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now, either one structure that is made up of 5 wheels or 5 individual wheel structures that has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the two.
In parts of these, there are these tablets that tell us stories about this isn't the one about the... Does it tell you about the sages or does it tell you about
sages? It tells you about sages. The fight. It tells you, like... Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. it describes like how one becomes a sage, which apparently is just they gotta be really good, really really strong, and just an all right person, and then they also need a magic stone.
Yeah.
They also need a secret stone.
Secret.
Ooh, it's a secret.
There is someone. So I got stuck on here, and Brian, I know you did too. I was convinced that I needed to find all these, and then I'd be able to find out what's going on in this other thing. And Paya, who is the now chief of Kakariko, now that Impa is retired and traveling.
She's like, what's up? How you doing?
She's not as shy as she used to be. Still very quiet. Quiet and reserved, but not nearly as afraid of boys.
Yeah. As she like, was hey, before. Man, like, put a shirt on.
Oh.
like she's like, it's not a big deal, but you should cover up. It did be polite, was what she told me. And she's also like engrossed in the research as well, because the one guy who first discovered how to read the Zonai text is hanging out. It's like Taro, or I can't remember what his name is, but something
Taru,
yeah. But he's hanging out here too. Also, Wattsworth, who, if you did the quest in the landing in the main area, lookout landing. He can read ancient Hyrulean, which dropped out of the sky.
And here's some advice. You can find the island that dropped out from on your map. It is one of the highest points in the game. Don't go up there. There's nothing up there now. There is the ring that it was in before it fell. I wasted a lot of time getting up there. For literally nothing. There's no Koroks. Like it, I think it would have been. I think you could have. Yeah, you could have gone up there before it fell.
Yes. In fact, you can, because I have found other ones.
So there are other ones that we can find, and when you do after this quest, if you get the pictures of them, if you took pictures before, you could turn
I didn't
them
take
now.
Pictures of them. I was like, oh, that's cool. I guess I'll be able to read this one day. He's like, go take a picture. And I was like, because I made one of them drop. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
You made them drop?
So I was up in the sky messing around, and I happened to stumble into one of them, and I landed on it. And I was like, oh, cool. This is like the thing, and look at why am I falling? And it just fell to the ground. And I was like, okay, I guess. I'll chase this down, and it kept falling towards a chasm and fell straight down the chasm. And I got down there and was like, oh, I can't read this. Oh, well, now I don't remember where it is. I don't remember where that was. And I realized too late that I should have taken a picture.
Oh, no.
You should be able to see it. If you look on your map, you should see the flower shape in the sky.
Oh, okay. Is that what that was?
Yes. Yep. In the regions we've had, we've unlocked so far, there've only been two in the sky so far.
Okay.
And I went to both of those, and I stood in both of them, and neither of them.
Okay.
Were you on top of the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to one and it didn't fall. Out.
I want
to
make them fall. Like it's not safe.
I don't think they all
it's
fall.
It's not safe. But I want it. You don't know.
I don't.
I'm gonna make a contraption. It's gonna make it fall.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna bring out my floating cannon. I'm gonna make that thing fall.
I'm gonna drop it on a Korok.
I'm gonna take you to your friend. But when you do turn those in, when you get a picture and you turn it in, it does change the icon on your map too to look like tablets.
Okay,
like ancient scroll tablets. So there's that. I really do hope there's an icon in the sky for every single one of them.
Yeah.
There's gotta be. I mean, that's what they are. That's what they've
been. The shape of the, yeah.
Yeah, the little flower ring, I think.
Yeah.
There's also a couple guys in town who are having the age-old, argument of, is offense or defense better?
Yes.
Yeah. You got to have a good O-line.
I mean, it's true. But it's almost like defense while you're on offense, the O-line is. Yeah, what's up?
So I dropped into the top of this ring because I didn't realize at first that you can just walk. I think you can get to all the rings from, like, the town somehow. Mm-hmm. But I skydived into this ring, and so I cleared it out, read the tablet translation, and then walked out and met these guys for the first time. I didn't even know there was a quest related to them.
And they're like, oh.
Okay, so I talked to the old lady who was running the general store first, and she told me that they were having an argument, and to go see what was up, because the only thing she had left was one egg.
Most of these quests,
I
did before I even knew it was a quest. I talked to those two dudes first and listened to them and was like, okay, let's get this over with so I can go show you how it's done. But then I didn't realize that there was someone else that they worked with that was, like, over their crap. So, yeah.
So many times I meet a person for the first time, and they're like, oh, man, I really need this one thing from this place here. Wait, you have it? Oh, okay. Thanks. Like, repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to mention real quick, though, the launch tower in this one was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just open the door. Right, BC?
Nope, you couldn't. I was taken back to Tegan in Skyward Sword, where she got trapped in one dungeon for like 30 minutes.
It was longer than, it was like an hour and a half of just walking the same hallways, getting so lost. I was so miserable.
So to set the scene, there is a Skyview Tower, and you go up to it, and there's a Rito there who's trying to fix it, but he can't get in because the door is jammed.
I don't think I had... the first time I came across this tower, he wasn't there yet, so I was just like, I must not be able to, bye.
I had mentioned in the previous episode that I thought there was something else we were going to need to get this one. Turns out it was a Rito, tools to do it.
But it was a Rito that we needed...
Well, maybe we could have opened it because it was like broken.
Yeah, right.
So you may have been able to open
the
door.
But he's got to grease it. He needed to give it oil. Sorry, go ahead, BC.
Yeah.
No, you're all good. Before I even got up to the tower, I went through the caves beneath it. So there's a cave system beneath the tower, which is, spoiler alert, how you're supposed to get into the tower by ascending up.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the cave. It loops around to the other side of the mountain. I went to the biggest room in the cave, fought a bunch of Horriblins, and you would think that the wide open room with all the enemies and like the stuff in it would be the end goal for this dungeon or for this cave, and it's not. So I was just walking around for literally 30 minutes going back and forth through this cave. It literally goes in a circle, thinking that everything looked the same, and I was like, there's no way that I'm missing anything in this cave. And I eventually hit a rock in the wall and realized that there is one more pathway that I didn't open up. So
with a nice little stone circle to be like, right here, look, you go through here.
Mm-hmm. In case you were confused. Ta-da!
Yeah, but you just ascend into the center of the tower, and someone's jammed spears into into the door, which doesn't make any sense because how did they get out?
He says, like, did they fall? Did someone put them here? I don't know. Probably doesn't matter. Here, let me get this Zonite grease out.
Yeah. But then I was in the sky and everything was great again.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah.
I did. So I thought originally that the caves, like, sometimes you go through the caves and they get a little check mark next to them, and I thought they only did that if you had discovered everything inside them, and that's incorrect.
No.
They do that after you kill the bubble frog, the bubble frog in that.
Yeah, when you get the gem.
Then it'll check it. That's it.
It's deceiving, yeah, because that's all the check mark is based on.
Just the gem.
Is getting the gem. Which is, it's just annoying. Like, if there is something else in there, I shouldn't get the check until I have it.
I need to know if there's a shirt.
Exactly. We haven't talked about, God, there's so many things. Real quick, old maps.
I finally got one today.
I love old maps. I have like 9 right now. There, you find them all, I think, exclusively up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, if you'll find random treasure chests hanging from a vine on something
Up
there. Yeah, look underneath stuff. Like, it's, there's some work involved with some of them. You have to, like, really move some things around.
Because I saw them, so that thing... I saw one of them, or I seen a couple of them, was like, I don't have time. I'm doing something else.
I tried to throw a boomerang at one, thinking it would cut the vine, and it did not. The boomerang just hit the vine and then fell into the abyss.
Oh, no. I don't think boomerang's coming back.
They do also drop like a, I mean, they are like made of metal, so they drop like a metal chest.
Mm-hmm.
I assume if you cut it, you could just dive
fall
down and fall all the way down with it.
Or
this is why I want to go.
You do the smart, the thing that I do, which is I hit recall on it, and then I cut the vine, and then I grab it with my hand.
Mm-hmm.
You just do that. Yeah. Time's frozen.
Oh,
it's not going anywhere.
So
you just.
Smart.
I mean, I've done that in a shrine to get a chest, but I'm out in the world. I'm like, I'll just come back later. I got stuff.
Yeah, I might
tag it to come.
I might tag it to come back later. But if it's one that I'm like, everything is there's just an abyss underneath it. I'm like, oh, I know. I have a thing that freezes time.
Yeah.
Boop.
Yeah.
That's great. Circling back around to Kakariko, though. We talked to...
circling?
Yes.
Rings?
Ringing back. We talked to Paya. She explains, Zelda was here and told us not to touch these.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not touching them, period. And that's of the end of it.
One specific one of them. There's one specific ring.
The floaty one.
That they're not allowed to touch.
The one that's still suspended in midair. It's dangerous. Someone could get hurt.
Or something.
She also introduces us to Toro,
mm-hmm.
Who is this, he's a big ol' hunk, also looks exactly like Chad from Bleach.
Beefcake alert.
He looks exactly like Chad from Bleach. I saw that and I was just like, I had to look that up. I was like, am I misremembering that character? No, that's exactly what he looks like.
You were like, I know this man. I've seen him before.
Yeah, skin tone and hairstyle are like exactly the same. It's wild. Anyway.
This is the guy who was upset that he couldn't go into the depths, right?
He's the one who, first figured out how to read
the
Zonai script.
Yeah, he was like, if there's Zonai stuff down there, I should be there. And
like, I have...
Josh was like, no, Mr. Swordsman is helping me. Thank you.
So we'll be seeing him later. Because really, that kind of wraps up all we can do at Kakariko right now.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of hit a wall in terms of like progressing the story here. I'm sure we're going to finish a temple, and then we'll come back here, and everyone's going to have red dots on their text bubble.
Something like that.
So,
see, I don't think we're going to finish a temple, and everyone will have red dots. I think we're going to turn in all the flowers, and then we're going to get a red dot.
Hmm.
Okay. So, what do you mean?
The things I was talking about that fell.
With the ancient Hyrulean on them? I think we're going to turn in all of those, and then it'll give us the red dot. Because one of them mentioned, it's according to this historian, it's the first ever mention of a Zelda. And so I think that'll like cascade eventually into letting us into the weird floaty ring.
I'm stuck on... They saw Zelda and Zelda said not to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so I'm still thinking this is connected to how we keep seeing Zelda all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See,
They do mention that Zelda seemed soulless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're like, it looked like Zelda, but there was like...
Something was wrong every time
someone says that. They're like, it was a blizzard or I couldn't see well. I didn't have my glasses, but that was Zelda.
But they saw her up close and personal and they were like, she didn't... Asked how we were, didn't ask about the kids, just told us not to go into the ring.
Yep.
What I'm betting...
Paya specifically is like, she was weird. It wasn't... But, like, we don't want to contradict the princess, but also, like, it was weird.
Yeah.
What here's what I'm betting. As we're talking about this, this popped in my head. I think we need to finish more things with Pin.
Maybe.
And he will then show up in Kakariko.
Yeah.
If we do a few more things, he will show up there, be talking to people and mention about how he's been seeing this thing that looks like Zelda, and then maybe that'll start a little quest thing that will go and follow it and tell Paya that wasn't actually Zelda. Now let me touch that ring.
Yeah.
Listen, it's cool. Zelda told me I could touch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's not here to contradict me, but like,
I'm the guy, right? Like, come on.
I'm her appointed knight, right? Like, I wouldn't lie to you, right?
I can't talk. For our next episode, we're going to go over to Hateno. I know that there's a fair amount of things to do in Hateno.
Yeah.
Some new things to check out and some new things to learn, as well as some upgrades for some things we already have. I'm not going to say anything more. It's just explaining to you why we feel the need to take another detour before we go to the next temple, listeners. So go unlock that region. Go do some exploring, get some more shrines, and check out Hateno. And we'll be back here and talk about it on Chat of the Wild.